We're going to look now at the second reading, which is Romans 5, 1 to 5. This is a transition passage. First, I think I mentioned this before, the first four chapters of Romans, you see, if you look at that, he starts 5. This chapter has very fond memories for me because I did Romans with Father Lyonnais, and at the final exam, you walk in and there's these little cards. After you pass the 3-hour written, these little cards, and you turn over one and that's the text. So start talking. Well, guess what I got? I got Romans 5, 1 to 11. So it's always had a dear spot in my heart, you know. And I did well. He kept saying, Optime Pater, very doing. It was all in Latin in those days. Okay. So, what I want to show you now is Romans. What happened to it? It's here. Romans 5. And what you do, and you can do it yourself with your Bible, is watch all the Trinitarian mentions in the New Testament. They're all over the place. One of the old German scholars counted. He said there are 55 mentions of the Trinity in the Pauline writings. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how does that go now? We say it in Mass all the time. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit and something with the Father. It's a Trinitarian formula among many. Because when you're going to talk about God, you're talking about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're not talking about a big glob of divinity up there. You can kind of, no. They're just three radiant, eternally beautiful, infinitely happy persons who need nothing. And out of this incredible generosity, created this whole universe, and then created angels and men who are conscious and can appreciate what he's done for their happiness. God's not any happier, I guess. Okay. So this text then starts then, Dikaiothentes, having been justified by faith, we have peace, proston theon, in regard to God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access in faith unto this grace in which we stand. And we boast. How does this go here? And we boast in hope. Yeah. You see, what's being said here is, what's the, we're sure of ourselves. Then we go around saying, you guys are stupid. I know. You know, it's not, that's not boasting in this sense. You see, it's rejoicing, knowing already a lot about God, who we're going to see and be with for all eternity. And so, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. So we've already talked about having peace through God, the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, right? And now, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God, again, Father. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and so forth. And this hope does not disappoint. Why? You all know why. The love of God, the Father, the agape tou theou, you see, is poured into our hearts through the Spirit that has been given to us. And so, in this text, you see, these five verses, we have mention of the Trinity. As I say, I think it was Gaekster, found 55 of these. So we're going to look at this one now as a piece of exegesis, but it's here in our reading, because it's a typical example of these 55 or whatever they are, mentions of the Trinity in Paul. They say nothing of all the others, huh? If anybody loves me, he will keep my commandments, right? My commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will send the Spirit. Once you get alerted, you realize we don't preach very well because we kind of convey the idea that God is a big blob, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but we don't know anything about that. But we're supposed to know something about that. And that's why we have like this Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. Her whole life was caught up in adoring and worshiping the Trinity. Juan Balthazar has a book comparing Therese and Elizabeth of the Trinity. It's quite beautiful. Okay, we have been justified by faith. That's how this, chapter 4 ends the first section of Romans 1 to 4. Now, we're going into 5 to 8, which is the next section in Romans. And these verses that we have here, 5, 1 to 11, is the transition, form the transition. But you see, if you're going to start talking about God's work, you're going to talk about the Trinity. See, we have been justified by faith. That's the whole first four chapters, okay? We have peace with God. Theos means God the Father. There are, this word Theos comes, I'm pretty sure, I'm within one or two if I'm not dead on, 1,314 times the word Theos comes. And all but five or six refer to the Father. Three or four times, five or six times maybe, they refer to Jesus, huh? Because he is divine. But the word Theos means, you know, refers to the Father. See, because we are children of God, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Trinity. No. Crying, Abba, just like the Word does, himself. One of the things I think we have to work very hard on right now for our deepening of faith and our delight is letting the Holy Spirit impress on us a deeper awareness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, we're justified by faith. We have peace with Theos through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we already have two of the persons through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in the hope of the doxa tou Theou, the glory of God. The glory of God is God's radiant, powerful, saving presence. That's the glory of God. So we rejoice in this glory of God, this doxa, which we carry in the very depth of our being and to which we have access if we're leading a life of prayer. So, not only that, but we boast of our afflictions. Do we really? The saints do. I don't know the last time I boasted of my afflictions. But I mean, why? Well, because they're great. Afflictions produce endurance. This is wonderful, isn't it? You know that thripsis works hypomone, endurance, patience. Abiding under is literal what the word means. It works it. And this patience, or whatever they call it in this text, endurance, you see, something that's proven. And they do a good job on that when they talk, the translation says proven character, which is okay. Is that what happens when we suffer, isn't it? We grow up. And we get stable. And we're not pushed around by fear. It's a grace. And so, because why? Because the agape tou Theou, that is the very love of God the Father, has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, huh? Who has been given to us. That's a Trinitarian text. You hear it? You see? It says here, endurance. The love of God, the Father, has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And the Trinitarian part is the earlier part. Justified, and we have peace through God, with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. This way of speaking in Paul is almost unconscious. He starts to talk about God. He is a mystic. When you talk about God, you're talking about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the way they relate to us. This is a precious text, my friend. And there are plenty more. You can look up my article from 1960 if you want. But 55 times, Paul, in writing, when he talks about God, is talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not just a blob of divinity. And that's very important, huh? And so, see, God is God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But that sonship has been shared with us. I just quoted that text in Galatians, right? 4:6. Maybe I'll read it again for you. I went so fast, I went right by Galatians 4:6. I'm quite sure. Because we are sons, God, Hoteos, has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba. We have the witness of this. Whether you ever hear the Spirit say, Abba, and I hope you do, your whole being has a divine affection for God the Father. That's the gift. And it's the gift of the Trinity. It's the Trinity, it's the Holy Spirit, who gives us the attitude, the gift of relating to the Father just like the Son does. So it's Spirit, Son, Father. This text says that. This one we're looking at here. 5:6. What happened to it then? It must be where? What did I do? Turn the page? I guess. What happened here? Hang on, I'll find it again. Was it? Yeah, because we're sons, because you are sons, Hoteos, that's the Father all the time, has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You see the Trinitarian? That's the work of the Trinity. The Father sends the Son, who dies for us, who puts us at rights with God, and carries all our sins. That's not enough. Then the Father sends the Spirit of His Son to dwell in us so that we can pray just like Jesus. We can have a divine affection for God the Father and pray to Him, Father, Abba, and know what we're talking about. That's a divine affection which we have from Jesus. And it's in us by the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why the text is given to us here on Trinity Sunday, because it portrays the work of the Trinity in us. All right, we'll move on to the gospel now.